This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Greg Bedard yesterday discussing something that we talked about briefly during the show on yesterday's program, that Kyle Duggar, other veterans, Ramondre Stevenson may not be secure on this roster. It's something Tommy Curran told Afternoons a few weeks back. Surprise cut candidates, trade candidates, Duggar and Stevenson chief among them. So more of that yesterday from Greg Bedard, the eraser. Craig Woodson getting more first-team reps over Kyle Duggar, who has been just horrendous against the pass for years. I've been talking about that for a long time. So we'll get to some thoughts on that coming up in just a moment. However, speaking of observations.
Yep, I'm up here in the crow's nest.
Heath was locked in on Will Campbell and the offensive line with the binocs here. It's a walkthrough. There's nothing competitive going on. Yep. What did you say to me as an aside, Keith?
Well, I'm not trying to take a cheap shot, just telling you what I'm observing. You kind of can tell that Will Campbell's arms are short.
Oh, no.
You kind of can. Like, they're all just...
Oh, no.
So, you're just standing in the huddle.
Is it because there's no shoulder pads? Is that why it's jumping out to you today?
Like,
why are you noticing it on day 11?
Well, I'm specifically looking for it also as he's just... They're all just kind of standing around, like, going through, like, half speed. So, he's standing next to a bunch of other linemen, obviously, and you just sort of see, like, where their arms kind of come down, right? Like, I don't think Will Campbell could put his hands in his pocket.
You were watching this earlier. I was asking if he was reaching his toes when he was stretching.
I'm like, maybe it's possible Morgan Moses just has the longest wingspan of all time. Maybe that's possible. Or Jared Wilson. I don't know. But no, it is.
All right, so these are things you're noticing.
I'm noticing these now, yes.
The arm length is
like,
quite
for real. Like, I'm not trying to be a silly goose about it. Like, there are...
No, I'm at
it. It looks short.
Look, I think it's a good observation. Is he the guy out there? Yeah. Okay. Nice. Wow.
Give him a gander.
Ooh, wow. These are.
Are those good?
What are these, prescription?
I hope so.
Oh,
take
yeah.
a look over. See him breaking the huddle there.
Yeah.
When they're just all standing straight up and their arms are like down by their side.
Oh yeah. Boy, you got to deal with this fence a little bit more than I realized.
The fence is tricky. Things. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
We have a lot of obstacles here, but
Who's he working against?
You got to overcome that.
That's Swinson.
He's
working on Swinson, 43.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I was just wondering who 43 was. I'm pretty sure that's who that is. Yeah.
So but am I crazy to see
that's
that
a college teammate?
His arms are kind of noticeably smaller.
You know, that's my first foray into the binocs. I might need more of that. But yeah, right. Look, I trust you on this. I trust they measured him at the combine, for God's sakes. They are.
No, smart. I know. I mean, they are. But like, you wonder if you're like, all right, like. Certain other players, like, they measure everything. They measure everything. And some of it stands out, some of it doesn't.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, if somebody told you Tyquan Thornton had the smallest wrist in NFL history, it's not something that you're really, like, looking for.
No, that's true.
But yeah, I guess this is a little bit of a different story.
Is he the guy you want to see the most tomorrow at joint practices? Like, just see how
Gamble?
He holds up? He's high on my list. Yeah. I don't know if he's number one. Honestly, after yesterday, Trevion Henderson might be one. That might be the guy
Henderson,
I want.
Interesting.
I might want to see him more than anything. I mean, Drake May is always going to be at the top of every list.
I think Campbell's a good one, though. I think Campbell and Wilson, honestly. I mean, you might have two rookies starting on the left side of your line, and we still think, as a consensus, it's their worst position group.
Mm-hmm.
So what do they look like against other guys? Because right now we've seen there's been days where Kalavon Chasen and Keon White have gotten the better of them. So what does it look like when you bring in another team? And a team that was just in the NFC title game a year ago, too. So how do those guys hold up? Because my questions on Steph Diggs have pretty much been answered. Going into camp, he was number one.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I wouldn't expect to see him in the game.
Yeah.
I guess joint practices. And look, if he plays, great. I don't need to see him in a preseason game necessarily. I don't know if those are reps I necessarily want him getting. I want him on the same page with Drake May. But that might be one where even I draw the line. And I'm usually pretty aggressive with that. He'll be out there at joint practices.
Yeah.
If he's making plays at joint practices, that's probably enough.
I kind of like all the rookies, to be honest. I'm with you on Henderson. Kyle Williams, can he flash against another team? Woodson, as we're talking about, maybe the safety depth chart, and then the two offensive linemen. Like, I think all those guys, just to see what they look like against another team. Like, they've been thrown into a couple of weeks of practice, but you're just facing the same guys over and over and over again. So what does it look like tomorrow? I think all those guys will be good.
So who's number one on that list at joint practices? Campbell should be high up there. I'd have Trevion Henderson high up there. As I said, I think Drake May would be high on everybody's list,
yeah,
given how the last couple of practices have gone. We talked about that a little bit earlier this hour. You can climb aboard, 617-779-7937. Jones and Keefe live at Patriots Training Camp. Day 11, light practice today. It's a walkthrough. We're brought to you by McFarland Energy. Circling back to what Bedard had to say there, Keefe, he thinks Duggar might be in jeopardy on the roster.
Yeah, so like you and I kind of agree on Duggar. Not really the biggest fan, even going back to when he got drafted. He is a physical safety, but with so many teams throwing at tight ends and things like that, he can be a liability at times. However, why are you cutting him? He's trying to save money? Like, you have all the money. You have all the money in the world to spend, so I don't really know what the point would be.
If he's going
to
be a depth player, is he going to be happy with that? You know, I'm not saying he's Rafi Devers,
yeah,
but like, if he's going to be a depth player,
yeah,
and Woodson's out playing it, like, who do you like better? Let's rewind for a second. Who do you like better as a player, Peppers or Duggar?
Peppers.
Okay. So, and that's.
But right now, I like Duggar more than Woodson.
Well,
and so,
but it depends on how you want to play defense, right? I mean, are Duggar and Peppers, is that a good safety combination? That feels like two guys who are very similar.
Yeah.
Two guys who are better coming forward than going back. Woodson's supposed to be more of a free safety, McCourty type, if you will, high-end comp.
Yeah.
But he's supposed to be more that. So the fit defensively might be better with Woodson and Peppers, or Woodson and Duggar, because Peppers and Duggar play a similar game. So if Duggar is going to be phased out to a degree, is he the kind of guy who's going to buy in? Is he going to be happy with that? What can you get for him via trade? I wouldn't want to necessarily outright cut him.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Lawyer Malloy style.
Right, right.
But if you can get something for him via trade, yeah, I understand that. And if you're playing Woodson and Peppers more and that's your safety combo going forward and there isn't a spot for Duggar, I don't mind trading him. I would feel worse about outright cutting him,
so,
but I'm not even a big fan of his game.
Yeah, no, and neither am I, so it's weird for me to defend him, but it's also like this team doesn't have a lot of talent. We just went through all the exercises before about top 10 at each position, also receiving votes, all that stuff. They're not super talented. He might be one of their 10 or 12 best players if you're just going through, like, in a vacuum, each position, like, where do they grade?
Well, again, he was one of the guys getting votes at the safety position, right?
So,
which Peppers did not.
You're not, like, you know, cutting Lawyer Malloy, but here comes Rodney Harrison. Like, you're cutting Kyle Duggar and or trading Kyle Duggar, even. You're waiting on that draft pick, hoping that Woodson steps up.
Well, but look, I think that's a similar situation. I mean, those guys are way more high-end, but there was redundancy with Malloy and Harrison. And they brought in a rookie in Eugene Wilson, and maybe there are some parallels there where, you know, Vrabel lived through that. Maybe there are some parallels there for that. And I don't think cutting Duggar would, you know, have the team ready to revolt.
No, it's not like
they did then.
Yeah,
and these guys aren't that good. But
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
But understand the analogy. Yeah. Like that, you had two similar safeties. There wasn't room necessarily for both of them.
Yeah,
you had, an ascending rookie who could play more of a free safety, deep third of the field style. And so they decided to move on.
Yeah. I mean, but you can also play three safeties. Like if Woodson's so great, you can put three safeties on the field at once. Also, there's got to be something about having a little bit of depth. Correct me if I'm wrong. Peppers didn't play 17 games last year, did he?
Nope. No, okay. He did not.
All right. So I don't know. Like, I just wonder if you're right. I mean, maybe you get into, like, if you truly think he isn't one of your two best safeties and then he throws a real fit about it, that's sort of different. But if there's still ways to use them.
I also just think they're okay with moving on from leadership from the past regime.
Oh, they got rid of almost all the guys. In fact, Peppers was the captain last year,
well,
not Duggar.
Good point. And maybe Peppers would be the guy to go. I mean, Yesterday the guy losing reps was Duggar, but maybe Peppers is in a similar spot.
Now, also, it is practice, so you wonder if they have in Duggar, right? And it's one of the, like, we know what we got. Just like sort of like Diggs, I feel like they've kind of faced him back a little bit, and they're like, all right, let's give Woodson a chance with the other first.
I would agree with that if it was just a reduction in snaps. Curran said it a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. Bedard said it yesterday. This guy might be in trouble with his roster spot. And so, look, if it was purely financial, Keefe, I would hate it.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
They have the most cap space in the league. Now, if you think he's going to get scaled back, he's not going to be a full-time player for you, and you think you can get something worthwhile for him, well, then I understand that transaction.
Yeah.
You get a day-three pick that maybe you can use at the trade deadline, or maybe you can use to get something in the offseason that it's valuable. Not that you're going to stand there and pick in the fifth round, but you pull a fifth rounder with a second rounder as a sweetener to get a player you want in the offseason. I think there's value in that for a guy that you see losing snap share this year. But yeah, that's being real bullish on the eraser there in round four.
Right. Yeah. And so I don't know where
Eugene Wilson was like the 36th pick.
Yeah.
You know, this guy's a fourth round day three pick.
Yeah, that's why you almost wonder, even if you like him, do you sort of like don't put all that pressure on him right away and you sort of ease him in, you're like, he gets some snaps, but you still have the two starting safeties in front of him, and then by year two for Woodson, you can get rid of either one of those guys because you're like, all right, he's now replacing them, but you might not want to put it all on his plate in year one.
Who do you think's in more jeopardy? And I guess based on Bedard's answer, probably Duggar. But Curran lumped these two together before, and we can ask him about it when he joins us at 1 o'clock. Who do you think's in more jeopardy, Stevenson or Duggar?
I think it's Ramondre. I think, and also if you look at it, they drafted a running back in the second round. They drafted a safety in the fourth round. So that tells me that they maybe prioritize the running back a little bit more, or they at least think Henderson's a better pro prospect than Woodson is, just strictly based on how the draft went. And also Henderson's flashing a little bit. And you have Gibson, who probably outplayed Stevenson a year ago. I know that's one of the things Curran brings up a lot with us, is that even 2 years ago, Ezekiel Elliott, believe it or not, probably had the better season than Ramondre did. Ramondre's really kind of living off of, what,
did you,
3 years
you agree
ago?
With that, by the way? Curran said that a lot. I'm not sure I agree with it, but it was close. It was close. I agree.
I think Elliott was really good in the pass game that year, which is not something he did a ton in Dallas, but he caught a lot of passes that year. Mm-hmm. And so that might have been more just a way. It was probably close, and then he just broke the tie, and it kind of fits the story or whatever. That's fine. But he was very, very underwhelming last year and all the fumbles. And then he fumbles the ball again during their scrimmage on Friday. So depending on how much work he gets between tomorrow, Friday, and the preseason games, and if they feel like they could put more on Henderson and Gibson. And I'm not worried about the cap, obviously, and neither are you, but there is something about getting your bang for your buck. And Ramondre Stevenson's one of the higher-paid running backs in the league.
Well, and again,
and if he's not even going to be like your lead back, then like he might not be on the team.
If Travion Henderson looks like he looked yesterday,
yeah,
that's the first day he flashed for us. I saw Callahan tweet out he's arguably been their best offensive player in camp. I would disagree with that. That's his view on it. But
who do you think has been the best offensive player then?
That's a good question.
I know. So, like, at first I was like, it's not Henderson, but then I was trying to think of who else
be. But I wouldn't have felt strong before the second half of yesterday's practice. I never would have said he wouldn't even been one of the first couple of names that came to my mind.
Yeah, but maybe it speaks to how the offense hasn't been great.
Fair. I mean, I don't know if my answer would be. I might have even said, and this
Booty?
Is yes. That
and Booty's been consistent.
That's awful.
Yeah, so it might be Henderson.
but that might have been my answer.
Yeah.
Is he's kind of the guy who's flashed every day, and that's an awful answer.
Yeah.
But that's probably an honest answer. No, I just, if Henderson is going to be your explosive back and you know Gibson's reliable and Stevenson, again, is not going to be happy getting scaled back and he's part of the leadership from a year ago and a guy who got fat and happy when he got his contract and checked out on the year and fumbled a million times, hasn't seemed to learn anything from it, I don't mind moving on from those guys via trade. Even if it's a day three pick,
I don't mind. Yeah.
I'm not cutting them outright just to save Robert a few bucks to put into his helicopter or whatever.
Well, I just wonder because football trades are almost never player for player, right? It's always there's either surprise cuts or they get traded for like a late round pick the following year. So I'm not high on either one of these guys, but at the same time, you have a roster that might be the 25th most talented. I don't know how you improve by just like getting rid of those guys. It's almost like keep them on the team, even if you reduce their role. You hope they're not too much of a pain in the ass. If they are, you got to cross that bridge.
It would
but
say
like, having Ramondre is not bad because just the way football is, Gibson or Henderson gets hurt week one. You already traded Stevenson, and now you're like, where's Landon?
It's true. Landon Larrison?
Landon Larrison. So that's the guy we need. So that guy,
the land shark.
There's got to be something about also having depth on a team that already isn't super talented.
No, I think that's fair. I also just think it would say a lot about how they feel about their rookie class. Now,
yeah,
whether they're right or wrong, we'll ultimately find out. But it would say a lot about how they feel about rookies like Henderson and Woodson. 617-779-7937. You can jump in on Jones and Keefe. That's your phone number to do so. We will talk to Tommy Curran in the 1 o'clock hour. Kiefer Madness for you at 12:45. We'll be tearing off ice cream flavors at 11:30. You're not going to want to miss that on a Tier Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe live at Patriots Training Camp, day 11. For a walkthrough today, Red Sox win again last night.
Their offense, this team.
Offense feels unstoppable outside of some injuries. I will get to that with your phone calls next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.